Hello, everyone. Welcome to New Genesis Wrestling High Voltage. I am the camera guy, and here with me, as always, is NGW head official Scott Cross. Scott, what a weekend.
Oh, man. I mean, we're 5 days removed from Madness and Mayhem. It was a rough night, you know, but I have recovered. But, you know, we survived.
Hit with anything.
I didn't get hit with anything. I'm surprised, you know, especially with that TLC match. I mean, that was a crazy match. I mean, we're obviously going to talk about that. We're going to talk about everything that happened at Madness Mayhem. But we knew what we were going into this show, and I think it delivered everything that happened.
Oh, let's go ahead and kick off by just talking about that TLC match there. You know, at the end of it, you know, the fam wound up reclaiming the NGW Tag Team Championships. And the first two-time NGW Tag Team Champions.
Exactly. And, you know, it ended up, it looked like Reinhard was climbing the ladder and was about to become the new NGW Tag Team Champion. And we had a familiar face in the crowd step up, and it was LBK. We knew he was going to be there. We knew he was going to be some part of this match, and he tried to rush the ring. Security stopped him, but then we heard from Phoenix saying, let him go. He now works for New Genesis Wrestling. So he ran the ring and, you know, attacked Reinhard, and now the fam is now the first ever two-time NGW Tag Team Champions.
Yeah, and it was also announced that LVK is officially a member of the NGW roster. And we're already, chat's already blowing up here. We've got Dardar in the chat, Benny in the chat, Jonathan in the chat. Oh, and of course, the one, the only, Phoenix Quinn, who's saying that as of right now, that was a one-night contract.
Yeah, that's what I was hearing, but I didn't officially, you know, want to say anything. But yeah, it was a one-night contract. It was nice to see LVK in the ring, but, you know, it was a one and done, I guess. But I mean, what an amazing finale for that, for the entire show. I mean, the show front to card. I mean, we had a pre-match. We normally don't ever have pre-matches, and we had a pre-match for Madness and Mayhem.
Yeah, we had Navi Kai going one-on-one against Burt Candy.
Yeah, a debut in Burt Candy. So, I mean,
and also, you know, Phoenix Quinn popped in the chat there just a second ago, and she had a major presentation to make the show.
Yes.
She presented the New Genesis Wrestling Women's Championship.
I mean, that,
at that title.
I mean, that belt is phenomenal. I could not wait to see it. And when I seen it, I got to see it a little bit before the show, before anybody else did. So I was a little envious that. I love that belt is phenomenal, and I can't wait. And I mean, we had a phenomenal women's match for the second round for that women's title, and now, you know, they got to actually see the belt that they're competing for.
Yeah, we had lovely Miss Larkin going up against Shaza McKenzie, and Shaza McKenzie walked away with the win.
Yes. So now we have Lexi Green and Shaza McKenzie advancing in this tournament. And, you know, Lexi Green and Shaza McKenzie have faced each other before in NGW, but we could possibly see them coming one-on-one later on in this tournament, you know, and this time it will be for the NGW Women's Championship.
Phoenix Quinn, very pleased with the tournament so far. I definitely have to
agree. I mean, yeah, I can't wait. I mean, we're only two shows into this tournament. I mean, we're two matches in this tournament. I can't wait to see what we bring next.
And we also had Marco Hendricks go one-on-one against Sid Holland for the Wrestling for a Cure Championship.
Yeah.
Sid Holland retained.
Yeah, we knew PYT was going to be out. PYT got a little involved in this match, and business had to be done, and they had to be ejected from ringside. So I ejected all three members of them from ringside. They weren't very happy about that. Well, you know, I turned around and, you know, Sid's laid out, Marco's laid out, and Playboy's over there just kind of casually walking away. So I kind of asked the crowd, I said, you know, did he do something? And they all said he did something. So I just took their word for it. I ejected Playboy.
Yeah, we have a massive PYT fan, Dardar, in the chat. Dardar, did PYT do something in that match, or was Scott just a little bit too Oh, Phoenix Quinn says he had to pull permission to eject them.
Yeah, and I did. And I
head official of the match.
I did. I did what I had to do to make sure. Yeah, to make sure that the match went on without without interference. So I not only ejected Playboy, I ejected Tobias and Nikki Monroe. So it was one on one. Of course, yeah, Dardar's going to say
thank
that.
Thank you for doing that. And Dardar saying, nope, Scott was too dramatic.
Okay. Well, you know, but, you know, in the end, after the distraction was gone, you know, Sid did lock in that submission and, you know, Sid retained and still wrestling for a Cure Heavyweight Champion, Sid Holland.
Yep. And speaking of gold, our guest tonight, Logan Ridge, went up against Preacher for the Lightning Division Championship. And we'll talk about this a little bit more once we bring Logan Ridge on. But there was a little bit of a additional PYT interference in that match, too.
Yeah, Tobias decided to put himself in, come out and distract Logan Ridge. You know, it seems like they got a little bit of an issue going on between Logan Ridge and Tobias. I don't think their little thing is done. And we will be talking to Logan about that.
Yeah. Tobias, we got Samantha Scott saying that they thought Scott was PYT.
That's news to me. If I am a member of PYT, that is news to me.
And we also had a rematch at the show. We had our reigning defending champion, our heavyweight champion, Dexter Roswell, going one-on-one against Mickey Myers, and he retained. And after that match, we got a proper handshake.
Yes. And then after that match, we had a little, I guess it would be a sneak, try to do a little cash in. Playboy came out and act like he was going to cash in. But
and then
Mickey might have stepped in front of him and said, no, you're not going to do that. You're going to have to go through me if you're going to do that. And Playboy kind of backed off and kind of left us like, what just happened? But yeah, Mickey Midas was not having any part of that cash in on Dexter Roswell because they were both exhausted. I mean, that was a phenomenal match between those two. Those two put everything they had in that match. And, you know, Dexter was able to retain. And then here comes Playboy, which we knew that could be because Playboy was going to be there. He does have that right to fight. Is he going to cash in on Dexter after he, you know, after the match? And it looked like it was going to happen, but Mickey Midas stopped it.
Yep. And speaking of Playboy, you know, there was a little bit of shenanigans that were involved in Pretty Boy Floyd versus the King of Chaos, Ricky Cruz.
Yes.
And that what was supposed to be Floyd's final match in NGW, PYT kind of came in, got involved in it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, unfortunately, the rules are rules. They attacked Ricky Cruz. So, unfortunately, due to disqualification, I had to disqualify, you know, but Phoenix, you know, was quickly, you know, hey, if they want to come out, you know, they're here looking for a fight. So she made the match. It was a tag team match now. Tobias and Playboy versus Ricky and Floyd turned right into a tag team match.
Yep. And Floyd wound up going out, getting the pin on Tobias.
Yep.
That was easily my top match of the night.
Yes, that was awesome. That Floyd got that victory. I know they had a little bit of incident when him and Ricky were one on one, but you know
we got Benny Donde came in looking like Playboy. He couldn't tell the difference.
I mean, Donde does. I mean, when he does have that,
quite a final freak parade.
Yes, that was. You know, the freak parade is something a lot of people look forward to. Sadly, I mean, we won't be seeing it again. We might still see it, but not in the capacity that we've seen it last Saturday.
You know, we know that Floyd is retired from in-ring competition, but you know, he might still pop up every once in a while.
You never know. We might just get a random freak parade during the middle of the show. You never know. Cause you know, Floyd, even though he cannot get in that ring again, he's still going to be, he can still show up and bring the freak parade there one more time.
That's the best match ever.
Yes, I think it was.
But, you know, the thing about the end of a show is we have the next one to look forward to, don't we, Scott?
Exactly.
And, Scott, I don't know about you, but I absolutely love comic books.
Yeah.
You like comic books, Scott?
Somewhat. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of them, but I do like, you know, some of the graphics on them.
Well, the best thing about comic books is that the story in comic books is very much in line with the story in professional wrestling. See, because you have your heroes.
Yes.
Going against your villains. And in my opinion, the best comic books are the ones where you have two heroes finally facing off, just in a little bit of friendly competition to see who's best. And that brings us to the centerpiece of our three-part flyer for New Genesis Wrestling Battle Lines. The main event of the show will be Ricky Cruz versus Dexter Roswell for the NGW Heavyweight Championship.
I mean, when this match was, I mean, we knew about this a little bit ago before the match was announced. And I mean, I can't wait for this. I mean, you know, you got Ricky Cruz, you know, he's done phenomenal stuff, his career, 20 plus year career. And then you've seen Dexter Roswell, you know, what he's done with that NGW championship, how he's defended that NGW championship. And now we're going to see Ricky Cruz, Dexter Roswell, which they have faced each other many times before in different promotions. But now this is for the NGW Heavyweight Championship. And I cannot wait for April 19th at Battle Lines.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be absolutely phenomenal. I mean, just, like I said, two absolute top competitors going at it. Saturday, April 19th at the Lucic Center in Muskoka, Illinois.
I mean, this is going to be a anything you can do, I can do better kind of match, kind of one-upping each other, because, you know, Dexter knows what Ricky brings. Ricky knows what Dexter brings, and they know they're going to bring the absolute best because they both want that heavyweight title. But like we had last month at Madness and Mayhem, we do have a little thorn in the side of this match with the current right to fight Playboy Double H.
Yes, he could pop in and just throw a wrench.
I mean, you know, the history between Playboy and Ricky are no, I mean, you know, they beat the crap out of each other. You know, we did the strap match. They had a strap match. They had weapons, you know, fans bring the weapons match. So they're no strangers to each other. And Dexter and Playboy are no strangers to each other either. But, you know, he wants that heavyweight title. You know, he's just waiting for that perfect time. He thought it was last Saturday was the perfect time, but Mickey might have stopped him. But, you know, he's still waiting because he wants that heavyweight title. And it doesn't matter if he's got to go through Ricky, which he's been through before, or Dexter, or it could be all three of them. We don't know what's going to happen. We just know that that is a part of the match that could happen.
And tickets go live tonight on TicketLeap, ngw.ticketleap.com. Now, we spoke a little bit earlier on Logan's match at Madness and Mayhem, and our guest tonight is the one, the only Logan Ridge. Let's look at real quick at a list of his accomplishments. NGW Tag Team Champion, longest reigning NGW Fight to Right contract holder. That was for the Lightning Division Championship. IWA Productions Light Heavyweight Champion, IWAU Heavyweight Champion, IWAU Club Champion, IEW Tag Team Champion. He is the co-founder of Ignite Pro Wrestling LLC. He has appeared on OVW Combine Showcase on Fight TV. And fun fact about Logan, he was a nationally ranked cheerleader and had a D1 cheer scholarship offer. Can you believe that?
That's crazy. I mean, well, I mean, I can obviously kind of tell once you said that, that I can see by some of his moves he does in the ring that he does kind of have a little bit of a cheerleading background. Cause I mean,
well, let's go ahead and bring on our guest tonight. The one, the only Logan Ridge. Oh, let's put you in the right spot.
Yeah, there we go.
How is it going, Logan?
Oh, it's going pretty good.
We don't want to be the center of attention.
No, it's all about Logan.
All about the Millennials, the Logan Ridge.
Which, you know, exactly. I kind of want to go back in your career and kind of expand a little bit more upon your fun fact of being a nationally ranked cheerleader. And from my research, that was about the 2011.
It's been a long time.
Well, you know, here's the thing about me is that on those fun facts, if somebody gives me something that's interesting, I go and I try to dig up a picture of it.
Oh, gosh.
So here we have in the middle row, third from the left, a very young Logan Ridge.
Oh, wow.
You remember this?
I do remember that. That was such a long, long time ago.
Seems like it was just yesterday, right, Logan?
Oh, yeah.
So, with a little bit of a cheerleading background, how did that play into you becoming a professional wrestler?
Well, you know, doing professional wrestling has always been something that I've wanted to do since I was a child. And, you know, finally I decided to get the courage to step into training and just learn how to do this from, you know, some of the best in our area. And I think having a cheerleading background really helped a lot with learning a lot of the bumps and just being able to catch on very quickly.
Was there a certain like match you seen, or was there a certain moment that you remember that you just like decide that you want to actually get into professional wrestling?
Oh, well, I can't say it's all just one match, you know, just watching everybody go out. And to me, like coming out that curtain and to the crowd and going out and performing for all of the fans. I mean, it's just like stepping out on the stage and doing our competitive cheer routines. I mean, it's just something that I knew I wanted to do because I could provide that great entertainment.
So did you get hit, kind of bit by the performing bug?
Oh, yeah. It did. It bit. And the first time I stepped through, I tell you what, I was so nervous. I was shaking. But just to go out there and hear the fans get excited that you're there and cheer you. And, you know, going in 3 years later now, I get overwhelmed by how loud the fans can cheer for you.
So where did you get your start?
Well, I originally started down in Southern Illinois at Stride Pro Wrestling, and then I moved to IWAU Wrestling and finished my training there. And I did some private training with Dexter and Tony Flood.
And I'm not sure how many of our current fans know this. Hopefully all of them, because it's... Hopefully everybody here has been following NGW since the beginning. But at the beginning of NGW, you weren't actually wrestling in NGW.
I wasn't. I was a Dexter Roswell's campaign manager. I was out on the streets, you know, campaigning for Dexter Roswell for NGW Heavyweight Champion. And I guess it worked out.
Yeah, it worked out, yes.
And we got Dardar in the comments saying, "Hey Logan, who or what inspired you to wrestle?" And she wants you to know she was the one who made that preacher sign.
I should have taken that preacher sign and ripped it up. Okay. He got to win again on a distraction. What inspired me? You know, a lot of people get inspired by, you know, the big names or the big guys, the big strong guys. Watching a lot of Jamie Noble and Chavo Guerrero was really kind of what inspired me and kind of inspires my style that I wrestle. I'm a smaller guy, so, you know, I can't be the big power guy.
And speaking of Dardar and her preacher sign, we have a wonderful photo of it right here.
So rude. I should have grabbed that sign.
I mean, it seemed like, you know, it seemed like you had that match pretty much won, and then Tobias decided to say, we're not done here, and he decided to come out and get involved in your match.
I guess that was
He got a little finger pointy there.
Hey, I will say, though, at least my butt looked good. he decided to get involved and put that dirty finger in my face. But, you know, I guess it is a little bit of revenge because I did kind of try to kick his head off a month prior.
Yeah, and
you kind of did this, right?
You did, yeah. You did cost him the Lightning Division title. So I guess it's payback for what happened the previous month.
I'm guessing, and, you know, I'm feeling like there's probably another kick waiting for Tobias.
Okay.
And we had Dara say that she looked so mad in that photo we pulled up of her.
See, but she would have looked so angry if she was holding a sign that said the Millennial Z Logan Ridge. She would have looked a lot happier.
Yeah.
But you and Tobias already have a bit of a history.
We do. Yes, we do. Had a very, very long feud with Tobias for the light heavyweight championship.
Yep. You were also for a period of time there, stablemate with him.
For a little bit, yeah. he joined the right side. Now he's on the bad side.
We got Samantha saying Logan's number one fan, Trish, is watching.
What's up?
and thank you everybody so far for your comments. Make sure you drop in comments for Logan or questions for Logan Ridge down in the comments, because we're going to randomly select somebody from the comments to win one of five pieces of the table that was used in the TLC match at Madness and Mayhem, signed by all the participants. Unfortunately, Logan, you're not going to be eligible for that prize.
Oh, dang it.
But anybody else in the chat, make sure you're asking your questions and you have a chance to win that.
Nice piece of history.
But there was, you know, like, so you were a member of New Deal with Tobias, and that kind of came to a head. At Forsaken, I'd say, was the last hurrah of the New Deal, when you kind of turned against Jason Halbert. He broke his finger and then slapped him in the face.
He kind of got what he deserved. I mean, I think everybody there enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
I mean, Halbert kind of tends to push you to what he wants, and if you don't do what he wants, then he almost kicks you to the curb, like what he did with Dexter, how he was bullying Dexter, and Dexter finally snapped, and, you know, Dexter won the heavyweight title. You know, you were a part of that three-way dance, and, you know, it came down to you and Dexter after CW got eliminated, and, I mean, it could have gone either way, but, you know, Dexter was able to pull off the victory, but then Halbert, you know, kind of got in your face and said, you know, and then that's when you had enough, and you said kind of how Dexter broke off, you kind of broke off. Was this kind of brewing, you know, because you've seen it with Dexter, how it was brewing for months, how, you know, he's getting picked on. Did you have like you realize, like, this is not the way to go with Jason Halbert, or do you kind of like see, you know, a way out?
I kind of saw my way out there, and, you know, I wasn't going to have somebody turn and start bullying me. You know, it was time for the Millennial Z to make his separation and be on his own.
We got Robert Martin in the chat saying that was a great show. It was his first time attending a wrestling event. Hopefully we made a lifelong fan for that night. We also have Phoenix Quinn. She greatly enjoyed it.
Yeah. I think a lot of people liked it, you know, that finally Halbert got what was coming to him after, you know, after what happened with Dexter, and then you finally had enough, and now, you know, they said the New Deal is dead, you know, so now it's just Halbert now trying to rebuild what he's trying to do. Now he's got the Great Heathen Army trying to get in their ear. You know, he's trying to recruit more people. It just, I think finally people are starting to wake up and see what Jason Halbert is all about.
Jason Halbert didn't lead us to our tag team victory, being the first, you know, having one of the longest reigns as tag team champions. That was Dexter and I that did that.
Yes, because you guys actually cashed in during a match between who was it?
It was PYT.
Yes,
and if I remember correctly, it was Tobias and
TJ. I think it was.
And TJ, yeah.
And TJ was, because the match was already happening, because you guys had that right to fight for the tag team titles, and you guys just decided, instead of waiting to the very end of the match, you guys just decided to go ahead and go for it, and you guys came in, and you guys walked away as new NGW Tag Team Champions. And you guys, I think, are the longest reigning NGW Tag Team Champions.
We are. I think I've lost count.
Yeah.
I believe it was well over a year.
I do believe
it was just right over, like, into like the 370s.
Yeah.
We got Patricia Elridge in the chat. Logan is the best. Muscle emoji. And we got Dardar with the question. Logan, who would you like to wrestle in the future?
Wrestle in the future. Oh wow!
And we can't go with everybody.
Yeah,
I can't say everybody, but you know, I would like an opportunity to wrestle Mickey Midas.
Okay.
I think that would be a very fun match.
I think it would be too. I mean, you know, Dexter and him had phenomenal matches back to back. I think you two, if you guys stepped in that ring, I think it would be. It would be a great match, just like their matches.
Yeah. Dar says, Logan, do you want to fight Preacher again?
I don't want to just fight Preacher. I'm going to dethrone Preacher. That Lightning Division title will be mine in the future. Don't worry. Then you'll have to make a new sign that says the Millennial Z Logan Ridge and smile while you're holding it.
Yeah, you know, that's a good question, Dar. If he comes away holding the Lightning Division Championship, will you have a sign ready to go? Yay, Logan.
Yeah, I want a custom sign with bright pink and blue on it.
You know, the problem like you have with like PYT is there's not just one of them. Same thing you have with Preacher. It's not just Preacher. We do have Brujo Shaman. We do have Lexi Green. You know, they are. You know, it's not just one-on-one, unfortunately, with Preacher. You know, he does have backup. I mean, if you would, you know, if there was anybody, like, say if you had to fight Preacher and, you know, Brujo and Lexi out there, is there somebody that you could probably count on to come out to the ring with you to give you backup if you need to?
I think.
We are always watching.
See, this is the kind of crap that happens all the time. I don't know how he's hacked into the system, but, you know.
Well, yeah. Speak of the devil, as they say.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, you never know with Preacher where he's going to show up.
Keep watching, Preacher. You'll be watching with me walking away with that title.
We got Dardar saying that she summoned Preacher.
That black magic somewhere else.
So it looks like on your tag team title reign, to get clarification, you guys won the title on June 17, 2023, and you guys lost the titles on June 22nd, 2024. So a little over a year.
Wow. I mean, it's just, it's amazing. And, you know, I am thankful for every opportunity that I get to be the face of a division, or, you know, an opportunity to be a champion. You know, there's a lot of times that we don't always get that opportunity everywhere we go. And I've been, you know, very honored at the multiple companies that have given me the opportunity to, you know, lead their divisions.
Would you rather, like, if you're going to win a title, would you rather, like, we've asked this before on to other guests, like we've asked this with, I think other, I forgot other guests we've asked. This. Would you rather be the first ever champion or would you rather be a new champion?
You know, I mean, it depends on the moment, you know. A lot of people don't always, you know, get that opportunity to be first ever champion.
Yeah.
I mean, I can say I would enjoy to be, you know, one day be able to be the one of the first ever champions to hold a title somewhere. But, you know, being a new champion is just as great as a feeling. You know, you get to bring your own impact and your own style and, you know, you kind of make a change to the division. And I mean, I, you know, there's a lot of guys out there that are always, I want to be the heavyweight champion. I want to be the heavyweight champion. And, you know, I love having the light heavyweight titles or, you know, the tag team titles is where a lot of chaos grows.
You got Dardar in the chat saying that you're going to have a sign at the next show from her, but she doesn't know what it's going to say yet.
I better say something nice, okay?
So, one thing that I've always wondered, and I haven't had the chance to ask you yet, so this will be a first time for me hearing this. Millennial Z. What's up with that?
I'm a Millennial Z. I'm always dancing around and partying. You know, I thought, you know, I got this name, I got the gimmick, started in a tag team when I very, very first started with another guy. And he was quite younger than me. You know, I'm a little bit older than some of the other guys and not super old. Okay, I'm only in my 30s. And he was a millennial and I'm a Gen Z. So our tag team name was Millennial Z. And we didn't stay together, so I decided, well, you know, why not roll with it? I'm going to be the best of both worlds.
That's good. Now, so was that in Stride? Or?
Actually, no, that was in IWAU.
IWAU.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got Brandon Hunt in the comments. Logan is the real Lightning Division champion.
That's right.
Well, I mean, you did help out with TJ capturing the Lightning Division champion.
I know. I should have just went ahead and took the title and claimed it.
Oh, Dardar wants to know what one of your favorite moves is.
Oh, dang, that's kind of hard now. Well, I think one of my favorite moves, because I don't always get to do it often, is the Gory Bomb, which I call it the Ridge Bomb. Not a lot of people use that as a finishing move, and I'm pretty sure in this area I'm probably one of the only ones. So I like it, and kind of unique for me.
And that was Gory Goro's maneuver, correct?
Chavo's used it. I mean, it's been used by a lot of the Guerreros. Oh.
And now I know that you are a fan of women's wrestling.
Yes.
And you know that we currently have the ongoing tournament to mm-hmm. craft the first ever NGW Women's Champion. What do you think of how that's going so far?
I think it's going wonderful. I'm excited that we, you know, not just NGW, but all the companies in the area are really promoting women's professional wrestling. It's something that I feel like has lacked in this area for a long time. And it's just nice that all of us can come together and help bring these fans in, to be able to see them, you know, see new talent. And I think the tournament's going great. We've had a lot of great girls come in. Shaza, I mean, she's wonderful. Larkin's great. She's a handful. She's a little wild child, but, you know, she is amazing. And, you know, she's currently wrestling on OVW TV quite a bit here recently. just we've gotten to bring in a lot of new younger girls into the wrestling as well. You know, Lexi Green did get to face Serena Black, which is an Ignite Pro Wrestling trainee. So yep. I mean,
yep,
we have so many new girls that are wanting to start wrestling and learn the skills and the craft. So I mean, I think it's going wonderful. I want to, you know, one day maybe we get together and I'll have one big women's show and bring in some more names. And, you know, I have a lot of friends that are female wrestlers. So,
okay. Well, you mentioned that. So like, you know, this tournament's going to go on until the end of the year. So this is going to be a while for this tournament. And there's somebody that you can bring into this tournament, one female wrestler that maybe not get their shine. You know, if they can be brought into this light in this women's division, who would it be?
Oh, God. There, I mean, there are so
I know there's a lot. It's hard to pick one, but if you would like to see one in NGW get the opportunity to challenge for a women's title, who would you bring in?
You know, I hate it because there's so many to pick, but you know, she is currently out right now with an injury, and she's getting ready to undergo some surgery and have a recovery. I would like to see Solange Royale come to NGW.
Oh yeah,
yes,
that would be phenomenal. You know, we know she is out injured right now, but yes, I would love to see her come in. You know, in this tournament. I mean, I think that would be a great asset to NGW to bring her in.
Multi-time IWC yes. Productions.
Yes,
yes.
And I mean, and that's the thing. Like, I hate to say it because you know she's had light. You know, she's
yes.
Light, but you know, she's been gone for a while now, and injuries suck, and that could be something to kind of help bring back some fun.
I mean, imagine if she came in off an injury and was the first ever NGW Women's Champion. I mean, that would be awesome right there.
Oh yeah, that'd be amazing.
Yes.
We got a couple more questions in the chat. We got Kevin wondering, who would you want to tag with in the future?
Who would I want to tag with in the future? You know, I want to take my chance, and I'd like to tag with TT the Island Girl. Let's do some mixed match challenge.
Yeah,
that could be great. Yeah.
Yeah.
We always match, so, you know, we might as well have some fun with it.
Exactly. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do a little bit of digging because I don't know if you knew this. We found it out live on the show a couple weeks ago, but the first ever women's tag team match in the state of Illinois took place in Muskuta.
Wow.
And not only took place in Muskuta, it took place at the Muskuta High School, which now turned into the Lou Civic Center.
I was wrong about that, though.
Oh, it wasn't the same one? Oh, okay.
No. The Lou Civic Center preceded the high school that event took place in, because the Lou Civic Center stopped being the Muskuta High School in 1949, and the first ever women's tag team match in the state of Illinois took place in Muskuta on November 11th, 1960.
Okay, so it was the Lou Civic Center, wasn't it?
Or no, it was the old high school.
It was the old high school, but that's where was that where it took place, right?
The old high school's got torn down.
Oh, okay.
15 years ago. There was another high school between the Lou.
But anyways, it was in Muskuta, so that's the good part. Is it was in that town, so.
Well, there's history there, and I mean, NGW is going to make some history with their women's wrestlers. So,
yeah. And we found out, you know, we found out like, what was it, a couple weeks ago that out of all the wrestling territories, you know, St. Louis was the number two wrestling territory. And I mean, it shows because there's so much talent out of the St. Louis area. There's so many promotions. There's so much wrestling that's in this area in Southern Illinois, you know, in Missouri and Indiana and Kentucky. And I mean, it's just, this area is just amazing with professional wrestling.
And, you know, that's why I'm going to be a little stingy, and I'm going to put, you know, NGW ain't the St. Louis area for me. It's Southern Illinois.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep them in Southern Illinois because, I mean, Southern Illinois has a, you know, like you said, they have a rich history
yes.
in professional wrestling. you know, owning a company, you know, in the southern part of Illinois, I get a lot of the older generation stops me and said, didn't I see you on a flyer somewhere in town? I said, yeah, you know, I work there. I run this company. They're like, I remember when Macho Man Randy Savage used to come and wrestle down in the Hardin County School Gym.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day when they used to do those long tours, skip hops and little towns, you know.
Yeah. Speaking about your own little own promotion, you know, how did Ignite start with you guys? How did you get involved in Ignite?
Well, you know, we were helping out with Stride Pro Wrestling in the beginning. Towards the end of, you know, Stride's vast time, and they decided that they were gonna go ahead and close the doors, and we didn't want this area to lose a show. You know, we're not very far from IWAP. You know, depending on what part of the area you're in, you're anywhere from 20 to an hour away from IWAP, and some of the fans that come to our shows can't always make it.
Yeah.
To IWAP, or can't make it all the way to NGW.
Yes, exactly.
So, you know, we wanted to be able to give that, still keep that opportunity available for fans to make it to a local show. So, you know, when Stride closed their doors, we decided that, you know, let's just go ahead and do this and let's create Ignite Pro Wrestling. And, you know, it's just kind of taken off from there.
Yep.
We originally ran some shows out of the El Dorado Bowl and at the high school in the basketball gym. And, you know, TT and Chalance Royale were some of the first ladies of Ignite Pro Wrestling. And some of our talent, you know, this keeps that opportunity available for them too, because some of our talent don't always get to go everywhere. They don't have the opportunity or they can't drive, you know. So I love being able to provide the opportunity for workers and fans.
Yeah. And you guys moved into, you guys had a home for a little while in Herrin, Illinois, but then you guys recently got a new building.
Yes.
And you guys have moved now. Where are you guys located now?
We are located in Carterville, Illinois. It is what used to be the old Magnetics factory in Carterville. And, you know, I loved our first permanent home. It, you know, we made a lot of history in that building, but, you know, we're growing and we needed heat and air, and now we got heat and air and bathrooms and a parking lot. So we're moving on up.
Yeah. Like you said, yeah, there is certain areas of Southern Illinois that a lot of people don't like to travel. Like you said, down there where you guys are at, a lot of people don't want to drive all the way up to Mount Vernon for IWA production. So at least that way, at least with Southern Illinois, it's so spread out that there's a promotion that's really close to anybody now. And that's the great thing about Southern Illinois. There's so many, and you can always, you know, it's always awesome to go to a independent show because you're, you know, these people may be their first time, you know, coming to a wrestling show ever, and become a fan for life.
Yeah, we've gotten the opportunity to create a lot of new wrestling fans, and we work close with a lot of local businesses and a lot of local food trucks that come in and do, instead of us doing concessions, we have a food truck that comes in and does concessions for us. So, you know, we're able to help build in within the community. We got some really cool opportunities coming up at our last show. We were able to give four free tickets away. We rally those off to go see Chris Jericho and the Kiss tribute band and Marion at the Civic Center. And, you know, we got some more cool things coming up as well. Just can't give those away yet. But it's nice because, you know, we got IWAP in Mount Vernon, NGW in Mascoutah, Ignite in Carterville, and then, you know, No Full Pro Wrestling is over in Murfreesboro. So, you know, I feel like we have more independent wrestling in the area than we've had in a long time.
Yeah. And you guys are also making a lot of people's dreams come true with the wrestling school now.
Yes. There's a lot of people that, you know, never got the opportunity to train. And that's the thing, you know, it's hard because not every company has the availability to always train people. You know, a lot of us, we may wrestle at multiple places and all over, but, you know, we still have full-time jobs. We still have
bills. Exactly.
It doesn't always pay the bills. So, being able to help people live out that dream that they want to do is amazing. And it, you know, to my knowledge, I think right now Ignite's the only company in Southern Illinois that offers training. So
we got a couple questions, comments here in the chat. We got Brand Hunt saying Logan is better off without Halbert by his side. I would agree with that wholeheartedly.
I think a lot of people are off without Halbert by their side.
And we have Darter asking, hey, Logan, would you want to fight Playboy?
Fight Playboy. I don't know.
Have you ever had a one-on-one match with Playboy?
I have not had a one-on-one match with Playboy, but I've been in the ring with Playboy a couple times. He slapped me in the face a couple times.
So you got a little payback coming back if you guys ever get back in the ring, huh?
I think I gave him that payback that night.
Okay. We got Jonathan asking, is there a wrestler you have faced in Ignite Pro Wrestling you would like to face at NGW?
Oh. I always hate those questions, guys. I mean, there's so many people that, you know, deserve the opportunity to get to travel around and experience, you know, new crowds and new fans and create new fans for themselves. So, you know, I'd love to be able to give the opportunity to anybody at Ignite. I think, you know, I'd love to wrestle Chris Cutler at NGW.
That would be a great match.
Yeah.
Derek Gage.
I think we've only seen Chris Cutler at NGW once.
So. I think so.
Yeah.
Hashtag Wham in the comments can join me at NGW anytime he wants.
You know, he has wrestled for NGW. He did compete for the Lightning Division.
And just announced today, I think it was, that he's going to be at the Mount Vernon Rumble next week.
Yes, yeah. I mean, you know, that's going to be coming up here soon. You know, an opportunity for anybody. Now that we know the winner of the Rumble faces Playboy Double H for the IWA Productions heavyweight title. So there's a lot on the line in this Rumble.
Oh, yeah. And then, I mean, it's a great opportunity for anybody involved to get their chance to challenge for a heavyweight title.
Exactly. And that's what things are different about a lot of, like, independent companies around here. Because, like, a lot of the fans that come down there and watch Ignite don't travel up to Mount Vernon. Well, a lot of people in Mount Vernon don't travel to Ignite. So it is an opportunity for somebody new like Bud Galloway to come in and make a name for himself in the Mount Vernon area. Because, you know, a lot of people don't travel to NGW. And it's always nice because it gives the people that stay in that area an opportunity to see somebody new.
Yeah.
And the Rumble is also an opportunity, you know, for anybody.
Yeah.
It's your shot.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, like, that's the thing, like, that I, one of the things I've enjoyed the most about, you know, owning my own promotion is getting to be the opportunity to bring new talent in. And I mean, we got some new talent that'll be coming in from the Florida area. You know, I get to bring in, and I get to help with NGW to bring in women talent from all over the United States. So, you know, it's great to be able to give these people an opportunity to create new lifelong fans.
Yes. Hopefully one of these, maybe next month, I might be able to head down to Ignite. And I haven't made it to a Ignite show in a while, but, you know, because of work, you know, it's now that I'm off on weekends. So now I'm able to actually go to other shows now. So I might have to pop down there at Ignite.
And it's hard. And I don't think that, you know, I think it's one side of the wrestling that fans don't always get to see is how hard it is for a lot of us, not just to get in the ring and compete every weekend or every other weekend or every day of the week, you know, trying to balance out your personal life and your work life and being able to schedule your times to go and wrestle for the fans and provide them with entertainment. Like it becomes a lot. And especially now, you know, running my own company, It can be a headache.
It shows how much passion you have for professional wrestling that you will pull through because you do it for the fans because you know why. That's why you're doing this.
I mean, there's a lot of times like when I get to a show and I'm having a match, I just worked a 12-hour shift.
Exactly. You know, the fans' energy brings you in and it just gives you that power to get through that match and be the best you can be. And you know, after that, you might be sore a little bit, but you know, it's the fans' energy that gets it. gets that crowd going.
Tired.
Yeah, Samantha and the Chesco is definitely worth the drive. You know, no matter where you go, it's definitely worth the drive. Dardar again with another hard-hitting question. What goes through your head when you get ready to go out for your matches?
Oh, don't forget anything. Calm down. Don't pee. Don't poop. I mean, there's about 5 million things running through my head. I'm like, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
Exactly.
And the moment you come through that. But the moment you come through that curtain, though, I mean, all of that, all just it disappears.
Is it different for you when you step in the ring with somebody you've never faced before one-on-one, or is it somebody that you've – is it different from somebody you've had multiple matches with because you kind of know each other a little bit, or somebody that you've never faced one-on-one before?
I think I get more nervous when it's someone new.
We got Benny saying it's great to see you in the ring, especially against that nobody Tobias.
I guess, you know, hopefully here soon I'll get an opportunity to get my hands on Tobias and get some revenge. And I mean, we won't have to worry. You won't be hearing Tobias. We'll be hearing Logan.
We got Donde saying before he goes to the ring, he remembers to feed Herman.
Herman, yeah, don't let him. Don't, yeah, can't let Herman starve.
Yeah,
he needs his iron supplements.
Yeah, you know, the pebble has to eat littler pebbles.
Exactly.
Yeah, Brandon, since watching NGW, I got to learn a lot more about Logan and a lot of the others.
And that's one of those things that, like, we were just talking about. That's the opportunity for fans to see talent that they don't always get to see.
Exactly. That's what...
Got Ariel in the chat going, can confirm I was told to a group and train. The first thought is I have to pee.
It never fails. I mean, you were just standing there and you could be good and not have to pee and you're waiting. And you're just like, oh God, I have to pee.
Hey, I know that. I know that feeling. I mean, I don't get in there to wrestle, but when I get in that ring, I'm like, man, I'm like, where was this at 5 minutes ago? Because I was good 5 minutes ago. Now all of a sudden it hits me. Get in the
ring. That just must be a wrestling thing, because with me, it's like, you know, right before the show starts, I'm sitting there checking my gear, and I'm like, yeah, I have to pee. But then the second the music hits and everything, it's gone. It's all business. Yeah,
exactly.
All business. And just you just sit there and go, oh, I hope I don't pee while I'm wrestling. I hope I don't pee while I'm wrestling.
Exactly.
We got Ryan are telling Scott to shut up.
Oh, he's always telling me to shut up.
But, you know, speaking of Reinar, you know, I said a while ago that Logan's going to have a chance to play a game for one of our live viewers here tonight. To win. Let me grab this here. One of these. We have 5 of these. These are pieces from the Tables, Ladders, and Chairs match that happened last Saturday, and each piece has been signed by all the participants in that match. And now, in order for them to win, though, you have to play a little bit of a game that we like to call Shock Therapy. Now, how this game works is I'm going to ask you 3 multiple choice questions. If you get 2 out of the 3 right, you will win that signed piece of the busted table from the TLC match for one of our viewers. And tonight, you are going to be playing for Samantha Edwards.
Ooh. Hopefully I don't lose. I'm not good at tests, guys.
Well, we have not had one loser of Shock Therapy, so...
So far, everybody has won so far.
So. Great.
No pressure, Logan. No pressure. No pressure at all. Everybody's won so far. We have not had one fan that has not won. So no pressure. Just do your best.
And remember, you know, we have 5 of these. So I see a lot of people in the comments say they want one. You know, tonight, Samantha has the chance. Make sure you tune in the next weeks. And we've got 4 more to hand out. But Logan, I asked you a little bit earlier about, you know, the meaning behind, you know, your moniker of the Millennial Z. And that got me thinking when I was trying to come up with some questions for you. How much does the Millennial Z know about the turn of the new millennium? Because let's see, if I remember right, you were probably like 7, 8 when the year 2000 happened.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, because I mean, I was kindergarten around 99. So,
Oh, my gosh. Now that makes me feel really old.
Yeah. All right. Hey.
So, I graduated high school in 99, so yes.
I graduated high school in 2011, so.
Oh, wow. Oh. Yeah, now, thanks. I just feel even more older now.
He's just hitting us with the old man stick.
Right, I know now. He is. He's just rubbing that in, that Millennial Z, just rubbing that stuff in about how young he is.
All right, but all your questions pertain to the turn of the new millennium. Are you ready? Your first question. What major music sharing service was at its peak in the year 2000? Was it A, Grandma's Mixtape Exchange? B, FBI's Totally Not Illegal Music Download Hub? C, Napster? Or D, the Library of Congress's secret MP3 vault?
Oh, my. Ooh. I mean, they're all great answers, guys. I mean, I can't be mad at one of, you know,
You know how many music, you know how much music I've got off of Grandma's Mixtape Exchange?
I know, mean, like, just... that grandma listens to great music. Like,
exactly.
I want to pick that one because, you know, she's great at music, but I'm going to have to go with C. Napster.
And you are correct. It was Napster. Back in the day, Metallica was really mad at Napster. But, you know, before Napster, we did do mixtape exchanges.
I mean, I remember, I have a lot of old mixtapes that belong to my siblings.
All right. One down. You just have to get one more right to win that side piece of the table for Samantha. Here we go. Question two. What was the major computer-related fear leading up to the year 2000? Was it A, that computers would turn into sentient robots and demand Wi-Fi rights? B, the Y2K bug? C, the world's microwave ovens would revolt? Or D, that Microsoft would be declaring itself an independent nation?
Oh, could you imagine an independent nation of Microsoft?
Is that why I bought that flag?
Does anybody even still use Microsoft? I have Apple.
I don't even know.
It's still the most widely used operating system in the world somehow.
That's crazy. Oh, gosh. Y2K bug. Them revolting and coming alive. I don't know. These are all great answers too. I mean, I like that the microwave ovens might revolt, so. But I'm gonna have to go with my favorite, the Y2K.
The Y2K. And it was the Y2K bug. Everything was gonna happen because all the computers thought it was the year 1900. In 20 years before COVID, people were stocking up on toilet paper because of the Y2K bug.
Too bad it wasn't the Y2J bug.
The Y2J bug.
That happened later, you know.
Oh, so you got 2 out of 3 rights. So congratulations to Samantha. You have won that signed piece of the table used during the TLC match, signed by all of the participants. But we still do have a third question to do.
And you could be in a very few group of people that have got all 3 right. There's only a few guests that have got all 3 right, so you could be one of them.
Are you ready to take the challenge?
I'll try. I'll try my best.
All right. Your third question. What famous TV competition show debuted in the year 2000? Was it A, Big Brother, B, Who Can Survive the Most Mondays, C, America's Next Top Mime, or D, Escape from IKEA?
I know, I do get lost in IKEA too. I mean, we could make a whole show of getting lost in IKEA. Those fake rooms, they distract me all the time. I mean, it's really easy. Guys, I'm going to have to go with A, Big Brother.
A, Big Brother? And you are correct. Oh. It was A, Big Brother. And that show is still going on.
It's yes, been going it is. On
for 25 years.
Yeah, you just got to be careful about those fake bathrooms in IKEA. I mean, they're pretty bad.
Don't use the bathrooms. They don't work.
Well, I was a little confused why I was in the middle of the store and why I was open on public. But, you know, I had to go, you know. They were mad afterwards.
A very interesting fact about Big Brother that I learned a while ago is that, you know, the AEW star Luchasaurus?
Mm-hmm. He was
on one season of Big Brother.
There's actually been quite a few wrestlers that have been on Big Brother. I mean, there's a lot of quite a few wrestlers that's been on a bunch of different reality TV.
Yeah, because back in the day, it was Big Brother and Survivor were the shows that anybody. I mean, it was like millions and millions of people. Because back then, everything wasn't streaming, so you had to watch it live. So everybody was home, you know, watching Survivor and Big Brother, especially the finales.
Which one is on?
I don't even know.
Congratulations again to Samantha. Congratulations to Logan for winning that for her. We got Dar say, I'm the most popular in NGW. They call you, we do call you the infamous Dar around these parts.
Yeah, she don't really tend to like me very much because I tend to pick on her PYT members, I guess.
We got Reinhardt commenting on one of those questions saying, none, it was downloading from LimeWire and giving your computer a terminal illness.
You know, yeah. LimeWire was pretty popular too. I mean, that's what I was taking as the FBI comment. You know, that was LimeWire.
Yeah. Or you download a song and you'd be halfway through listening to it and it'd start that screeching in the middle of the song because it would be illegal. I'm like, oh man. Then you have to read it. No,
the worst thing was you were halfway downloading a song and somebody picked up the telephone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Where I lived at, we did not get high speed internet until I was in. Almost graduated from middle school. We still had dial up, and the moment you connect your computer, you hear that.
Did you know there was actually a setting to where you could turn that off?
What?
Yeah.
Well, so you had to listen to it all those years, and you could have
not even looked and just turned it off.
Logging into them AOL chat groups.
Oh, yeah. MySpace, you know, it was good back then.
Hey, MySpace. Space should still be a thing, okay?
It should be because I mean that was
Facebook.
Oh yeah, way better.
We got Alex Steele in the comments. I'm pretty sure this is directed to me and Scott going our ages show.
Yeah, you're definitely right.
Hey, the fact that I made it through the questions, and I mean I wasn't that old then, so
yeah. We got Brendan in the chat going, it's crazy me and Logan are the same age.
I mean, not only did you get two out of three right, you got all three of them right. So
yeah, you got all three.
Now you join a select few guests that have got all three right.
I'm top tier. What can I say?
Exactly.
That's right. No, actually, well, yeah, I guess that's right.
Hey, MySpace was great.
Yeah.
We got Donna saying, hi, Scott.
Yeah, MySpace was great back in the day.
You could customize your profile to whatever you wanted, have custom music, your friends angry when you remove them from your top friends.
No, before MySpace, we had LiveJournal, though. And then before that, we had GeoCities. Now I'm really showing my age. Oh, we got Bay going. He hopes he can get peace next time. We have four more chances for everybody to get peace.
The next 4 weeks until we get to battle lines, you have your opportunity to win a piece of those table. Because once those four pieces are gone, that's it. There's no more pieces of the table. That's it.
That's it. There's five in existence.
Exactly. And this is it. This is an opportunity to win a one-of-a-kind, one of five.
One of five.
Yeah, one of five opportunity to get this. Because after this, we won't have it. Because, I mean, after the carnage from the TLC match, I don't know how we're going to recover from that one.
I mean, I think it would have been better if my name was on there, too. I should have just snuck it in.
You should have just came in the TLC match, you know.
That was going to be my next question. You know, we've got those pieces of the table for our prize for the listeners. So what do you think after this next show we should do for a prize for our listeners after this next show? Something maybe involving you.
You know, I might have an original custom very first ever Millennial Z Logan Ridge jersey that I might just be willing to part with.
Ooh, okay. You know.
Yeah, pull up that picture.
There's only one of them. I mean, that would be, you know, an opportunity to win a one of a kind, you know.
Yeah,
that would be.
It was my very first custom jersey I ever got made.
Oh my.
And it came from Walmart.
Well, when you're starting out, you're on a budget.
Yeah, you are.
Oh.
Well, yeah, Logan, I mean, I appreciate you taking the opportunity to sit down with us. It's been a fun night, you know, talking to you, talking about your career. So, where can anybody catch you next? You got any shows coming up that somebody might be able to catch you?
Right now, my upcoming show, you can catch me at Ignite Pro Wrestling. That is
April 5th, I think.
April 5th. Why did I want to say the 2nd?
Yeah.
I have my
April 5th.
Yeah, you can catch me at Ignite Pro Wrestling April 5th in Carterville. I'm like taking some time off to heal. I had a little surgery on my head this morning, so got to take 2 weeks off and get some stitches taken out. But yeah, you'll be able to catch me at Ignite Pro Wrestling on April 5th, and that'll be one heck of a show for sure.
And then, of course, we'll be seeing you next month at NGW at Battle Lines.
NGW too, Battle Lines.
NGW Battle Lines, you know, we are.
I mean, we've got you right there.
Yep.
Right there on the poster.
Front and center, in the middle, right where I belong.
Exactly.
We don't know what match you'll be having yet, but.
You know, we do have a little bit of time. You know, we do have matches that get announced. So hopefully here pretty soon we will start getting some of matches. I mean, we are a little over a month away. What? A little over a month away from Battle Line. So.
Yes.
A month away.
Phoenix, I have a list.
Oh yeah, at midnight tonight, our tickets go live on TicketLeaf. So yes, that way you can get your pre-tickets for NGW. It gives you early access into the building. You get in 30 minutes early, and you guys get to pick out your seat that you want for the evening. So it is good to get those pre-sale tickets.
And you could request to see me. So
exactly, yeah.
Yeah. But. Like Sod said, I definitely want to thank you again for joining us here tonight, Logan. And I will definitely be seeing you on at Ignite and at NGW.
All right. Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.
Good evening, sir. Yeah.
Yep. Thank you for joining us, Logan. I appreciate you coming on here.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Bye. Well, Scott.
Oh, that was a lot of fun, you know. Catching up with Logan, finding out a little bit about his history, how he got started in wrestling, you know, what's next for Logan, you know. Well, all we know is, you know, Logan's coming up, you know, April 5th, he's going to be at Ignite Pro Wrestling. And then, before you know it, we're going to be at Battle Lines. I mean, I know it's a month away, but, I mean, it seems like it goes by pretty quick, and I cannot wait. I mean, I'm still recovering from Madness and Mayhem, and now we have to prepare for Battle Lines.
Now we got daughter say that she's got her camera guy earrings in at the next show. If I can get her to do it, can you take a picture of me with my cousin? Yeah, of course I can. That's what I'm there for. I'm there to take pictures. Scott's there to count to two, and I'm there to take pictures.
I count to three sometimes. Okay, you know. It just happens every once in a while, but yes. But yeah, we do have like I said, we only have one match announced, and that was the announcement that we made earlier.
And that's,
you know,
main event,
Ricky Cruz versus Dexter Roswell. And I do believe now looking at this, I think this is the first time they have gone one-on-one. So, I mean, this is going to be a phenomenal match.
We're just getting a whole lot of first times for Ricky Cruz, huh?
Exactly.
You got Reinar saying Scott struggles getting to two.
Oh, it's just for Reinar because nobody likes him. As soon as he stops drinking that Kool-Aid of Jason Halbert, he'll be a lot better, you know.
But we will. I've shown, you know, we have, you know, our good guys, our bad guys, our main event. These three flyers actually join together to make this absolutely wonderful. And these will be available at the next show.
Yeah, I mean,
I believe we're doing a limited run of the whole series.
I mean, I don't really collect a whole lot of stuff, but those graphics are just awesome. I'm gonna have to get me some.
Yeah. But I want to extend another thank you to our guest, Logan Ridge. I want to extend a thank you to everyone for joining us here live tonight. And, of course, a very special thank you to our show sponsors, Nick's Home Decor, Bi-State Termite and Pest Control, Needful Things Boutique, Laser Monkey Engraving, and the Ringside Buffet in Mount Vernon, Illinois. And we will be back next week, same time as always, 7 p.m. Central.
And next week will be another opportunity to win another piece of that table.
Yep, you know, I'm kind of sad that I didn't think ahead and, you know, try and get six pieces instead.
Oh, I know, but I mean, hey, five is better than one. You know, at least that gives five people an opportunity to get a piece of history.
Yeah, I mean, it's a piece of the table from the first ever TLC match in Muskuta, the first ever TLC match for TNT, the sons of the WWE Hall of Famer, Devon Dudley, and the first TLC match for the Heathens and the first TLC match for the Fam. It was just an all-around first of a match.
Yes, and it is signed by all members of the match. Everybody that was involved in the match has signed it. TNT signed it. The Great Heathen Army signed it. The Fam signed it. You know, it's just... it's going to be a great piece to have in a wrestling fan collection.
Oh, we got Ryder saying that there are technically six signed pieces of the table, but we only have five available to hand out.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Nikki, we got Tara saying that Nikki Monroe should be a ref. She's a better ref. She was a ref during that TLC match. Hey, and she actually signed the tables too.
I had to pull somebody for that TLC match because I was the only referee that night for Madness and Mayhem, so I could not do the TLC, and I found Nikki Monroe,
and
you know, it worked out good. And Donde, yeah.
Well,
Donde was like, he got in my bag, and he took my referee shirt. He's walking around all night with my referee shirt, saying, I'm the referee. And I'm like, I thought you were the camera guy. Now he's the referee now.
Well, you forgot he was Playboy for a portion of the night, too.
Oh yeah, that's true. He was Playboy. So he was improvising a lot of people that night. First he was the camera guy, now he was Playboy, and now he's a referee. So, you know, it's Donde. So you never know what that guy's gonna do. But yes, it was an awesome TLC match. I looked forward to it and it was great.
Ryder says you need to keep a better eye on things when the Vikings are around, Scott. They deserve more plunder.
Well, that's your opinion, I guess.
All right, but I want to thank everybody again for joining us tonight, and we will see you all again next week.